Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel where we break down stocks like we're chatting over coffee about what really matters for long-term investing. Today we're diving deep into Planet Labs, ticker PL, a company that's been making waves in the satellite imagery space with its massive constellation of eyes in the sky. Planet Labs has built something pretty unique here, deploying hundreds of small satellites to capture daily images of the entire Earth, turning that into actionable insights for everyone from governments and defense contractors to agriculture and environmental monitoring. The stock has had a wild ride, up over 470% in the past year, but it's also seen some sharp pullbacks lately amid broader space sector weakness. Founded back in 2010 and headquartered in San Francisco, Planet Labs operates in the aerospace and defense industry with around 810 full-time employees. CEO Will Marshall has steered the company toward a model that emphasizes frequent data updates over the traditional infrequent high-resolution shots, giving clients like defense agencies and commercial users a real-time edge on global changes. The core business revolves around selling subscriptions to its imagery and analytics platform, and it's clear the defense and AI angles are becoming bigger drivers lately. Let's look at the revenue picture. In fiscal 2025, the company brought in about $244 million total, split between roughly $110 million from the United States and $134 million from non-US markets. That geographic mix shows growing international traction, especially as defense contracts ramp up globally. The most recent quarter delivered a record $94 million in revenue, beating expectations and pushing the full-year outlook higher, which tells us the top line is accelerating nicely even as the company scales its satellite network. On the earnings front, Planet Labs is still operating at a loss, which is typical for high-growth space tech, but the trajectory is worth watching. Fiscal 2026 showed revenue climbing to $308 million, while net losses widened to $247 million, or 80 cents per share, reflecting heavy investments in capacity and AI capabilities. Gross margins have improved to around 55%, and the backlog has ballooned past $906 million, giving visibility into future quarters. Analysts have been raising estimates after that strong Q1 print, but the market has been punishing the stock anyway on dilution fears and sector rotation. Management commentary from the Q1 call highlights a clear pivot toward defense momentum tied directly to AI-driven analytics, with the company emphasizing how its daily revisit capability is winning new contracts in national security. They also flagged structural margin improvements ahead as the constellation matures, while noting capital allocation priorities that include scaling the platform without overextending. The tone was confident on sustaining high growth rates through innovation in both hardware and software layers. Turning to the balance sheet and cash flows, Planet Labs ended fiscal 2026 with $230 million in cash and equivalents against $957 million in total liabilities, giving a current ratio above 2.8 that provides decent runway. Operating cash flow turned positive at $134 million thanks to strong collections, though free cash flow remains modest at $58 million after heavy capex for satellite builds. The enterprise value sits around $10.8 billion, and with negative earnings, the price-to-sales multiple lands near 32 times trailing revenue, which prices in a lot of future growth but leaves little room for execution misses. Valuation-wise, the forward multiples look stretched compared to traditional industrials, yet the aerospace and defense peers trade at an average PE around 138 times, so Planet Labs sits in a growth cohort where investors are betting on the AI and defense tailwinds. Debt to equity has climbed above 1.0 after recent financing, but the lack of dividends keeps the focus squarely on reinvestment. If the backlog converts at historical rates, revenue could keep compounding at 30%+ for several years, which would justify the premium if margins start expanding. Strengths include that record backlog and defense AI momentum, giving Planet Labs a defensible data moat. Weaknesses center on ongoing losses and dependence on large government contracts that can shift with budgets. Opportunities lie in expanding commercial AI applications and international markets, while threats include intensifying competition from peers, rolling out similar constellations, and potential pricing pressure in a crowded satellite services space. Overall, the SWOT tilts positive if execution stays on track, but near-term volatility is baked in. Looking at recent performance, the stock has pulled back 18% in the last week and 23% over the past month after that post-earnings sell-off. Yet the one-year return still clocks in at 470%, far outpacing the broader aerospace and defense industry. Short-term traders seem focused on dilution risks and space sector rotation, but the 3-month and 6-month charts show the uptrend remains intact above key moving averages for anyone thinking longer term. Wrapping up, Planet Labs represents a high conviction play on the future of Earth observation and AI-enhanced geospatial intelligence, with revenue momentum and backlog visibility that few peers can match. The valuation demands patience through volatility, but for investors comfortable with growth stage space tech, the defense tailwinds and improving cash generation make this one worth watching closely. As always, do your own due diligence and consider how it fits your portfolio. Thanks for hanging out. Hit that like button if this breakdown helped, and I'll catch you in the next one.